The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Hey, it's time to go downstairs because we're lucky enough for Riley Beveridge to be down there, and he's down there for the first time today and first time in 2019 speaking with a man we love here on K-Rock Football, and of course we'll get an update on a certain local market in the Melbourne region about how their dim sims are going when we speak with Brendan McCartney, who's now with Riley Beveridge.
Yeah, thanks guys. Down here with Melbourne assistant Brendan McCartney. Brendan, thanks for joining us. Firstly, the big news, Jordan Lewis out and Tom Sparrow in. Can you tell us a bit about Jordan's injury and what Tom might bring to the side today?
That's a very serious question to kick off with, Riley. He's an intense young man down here, Benny.
He is.
He's on the job.
He's focused. Game
he is
day.
Focused. He looked me right in the eye. I nearly took half a step back. How are you, boys? Good?
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Well, I love you having me on because no one else will. So I've always known I've got to take it. It keeps me on the airwaves a couple of times a year. It's good. Good to see you. Happy New Year to you.
You likewise.
Yeah, Louis, he's got a slight hamstring, a small one, but there's no such thing. What? I can't believe I said that. It'll be 3 weeks. And Tom comes in. He was close to playing and he's an ex-man in. He's, you like him. He just runs hard at the ball, hard at the man, runs hard. He's a really good young player.
Melbourne for a long time has been a club that's quite happy to throw youngsters into the mix, especially round one in the big stage. Marty Hall's another one that comes into the side. How do you reckon they'll fare today?
Well, they'll be okay. They know they're... I think what the club does really well, Riley, is teach people their position and allow them to work through things when it's not quite right and reinforce when it's going really well or vice versa, whichever happens to come first. But and those two boys have benefited from the same sort of background and our assistants do a really good job with them. Tom's done a lot of work with Justin Plapp and Maxi Rook and Marty Hoare. Troy Chapman's taken him under his wing. He sees similarities, left footer, and he's a floating sort of half back. He's a bit more mature. He's 22 and he's a good country boy. His mum and dad were down in the rooms. You could see what it means to them. And grandpa and grandmother were down there, and there's almost a lineage. You can just see how everything's been passed down. They've all got long arms, long legs, and athletic build. And he's a good boy. He deserves his chance. And he's in the team because he's played really well in the pre-season for us.
Macca, thanks for joining us as always. Kinging up in the box.
How are you, Tom?
I'm very well. Benny Cass is here. Darren Buick and Heath Buck as well.
Yep.
Talk to us about your role this year. Has it changed at all? Or are you continuing to do the same things that you've done over the last recent period with the Demons?
Like walk around and talk to people all day. I don't know what I do some days. I get on the train to go home. I go, geez, I'm buggered.
What did I do today?
Yeah, a little bit. I sort of work with the coaches, work with across a lot of areas, Tom. It's a good question. I do whatever's need to be done. I sort of teach some team defence. And that sort of gets me right across all the players because often they're contributing in a good way or they need to work on an area to help the team defend the ground. And it was probably an area we identified as a club 2 years ago that would take us where we wanted to go. Their contest works very good. We score. We don't have trouble scoring. Rarely do we not score. It's about how we probably create more scoring opportunities by defending better. So that's in essence my role. But it's a variety of things, and it allows me, and I'm really privileged to have it, and I love working at the club. It allows me to sit back and see a lot of things that you sometimes miss when you're embroiled in day-to-day coaching. Little things sort of take over your whole world, but it enables that. And Goody's just magnificent to work with. You know, he doesn't get anyone's back. He's clear about what he wants, and he just lets me, as I said, walk around and I don't know what I do.
Will we notice a change to the way the Demons defend due to the new rules that have come in for this year?
Probably not. I don't take too much notice of all that. Teams have already adjusted, haven't they? They've got people set a little bit different on the market in their zones. They're tinkering with it. No, I don't think. I think it probably means you need to be getting up. You need a bit of speed across half-back to get up really fast because quick entries, they are happening now and you've got to be able to get up and defend them. So I think the centre bounce is being rewarded a little bit more, which I don't mind. But in the end, you know, the rules are the rules. The runner one's a tricky one. I haven't got my head around that. It's making it hard to do some things. You've got a coach sitting up there with you, and he understands how important the runner is at times just to reset players and get a message out through the group. But we'll get there. Clubs, we just morph into it and get it done.
Backer, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Yeah, well, but what did you sort of get up to in the off-season? What does an AFL assistant do to sort of unwind after what was a really long campaign? A successful one, although a disappointing end to the season for the Demons. But what did you do over summer?
I had a good spell, Benny. I had a bit longer than normal. It was a long year, and I didn't go back to work till they said come back to work. That's not a bad deal, is it?
That's good.
They said, oh, you got to come back to work. I said, okay, I'll come back to work. So that had it, and everyone gets 3 weeks over Christmas. So by halfway through the third week, I was driving everyone mad at home, so it was time to get back to work. And then you get back into it, and we went to Maroochydore. But it's a different summer now. It's a challenge for a footy club. There's a lot more disruptions than there used to be. The 3 week block. If you play finals deep like we did, you come back later. 4 day weekends that are compulsory at community camps. It does mean a lot of planning and prep, but it just seems like it's flown. But I had a good spell. I did need a spell. I'd sort of been at it flat out for 4 or 5 years, and it was good.
Can I ask you,
what'd you get up to?
I worked right through the whole period. Didn't have a week off. So actually, I went to Lawn for 1 week camping. That was it. But it's. I just wanted to ask you, as you've been in the Cape for a long time, do you, as an AFL assistant, look to sort of refashion your message year to year, or do you just continue down the same path in terms of, you know, breaking guys down and getting instilled and ingrained, or is it a situation where you're looking to reshape what you're saying so that it doesn't become stale to the same group?
Oh, very much so. It's a good question. Probably that there's still some things in the game that never change, and it's folly to move away from them. I've seen people do it and it doesn't work, but young people are young people and they're different, and they come in with different mindsets, and the challenge is to still be able to connect with them. Young people love solutions. They're not big on demonstrative behaviour, they're not big on criticism, but they will handle feedback if the relationship's sound, if they know they care about you. They're interesting, young kids now. They don't care what you've done, how long you've coached, what you did as a player. They only care that you care for them, and that once you get your head around that, it's pretty good. But they're good to work with, and they all want the best. They want to build a career. They want to play in a good team. They want to play in a good club. And that's tapping into that and understanding that they're all wired a little differently, but they fundamentally all want the same thing. And I think reflection's really important. As you've been in the game a long time, that you have a lot of conversations with people and staff, coaches, players, and just find 20 or 30 seconds or a minute to reflect on how that went. I find that helps, and then you go, oh, I need to follow that one up, or no, that message was right, or I think they've received that pretty well, or no, I need to, we've got a bit of work to do here.
Footy Spotlight, thanks to Rex Grill and HMC Flooring. Speaking with Melbourne assistant coach Brendan McCartney, here's another Chanel alum in Heath Buck.
G'day, Brendan, how are you, buddy?
Good, Bucky. You?
Yeah, good, mate. Well, we're drilling you on coaching philosophies and relationships here, but I just want to extend on what Benny was saying. How intimate are those relationships now compared to when you started? No, we saw Brendan Bolton the other night in a press conference openly express his love for his players. We saw that fantastic footage of your boys celebrating the announcement of Simon Goodwin's extension. Has it changed? I mean, it just seems that the love fest seems real genuine.
Oh, I think there's less coach to player. It's more unit together. And I think the great clubs have always had that, Bucky, that, you know, you win together, lose together, go up and down together, share each other's highs and lows and disappointments. But I think so. I think it's more flat, you know, and our footy department's set up purposely that way. Goody and I are probably the most senior people, and we just sit with everyone else. And most of our coaching's done on the couch with a laptop, or just sitting at your desk, or just wandering around into the locker room with players or the gym and catching up or having a cup of tea or a coffee with them. But so I think, in essence, that's it. I think there's less that the coach has all the answers. And, you know, there is a fine line between mentoring and coaching. And good coaches generally get people to work it out themselves with their questioning and their direction. And sometimes the best coaching's done. You just send a text message to a player and say, I've put some stuff on the network for you. Have a look at it and tell me what you think. And other times it's no. I need you to come and see me.
Yeah.
We need to jump on this straight away. And then that urgency generally. But the key is not to spook them, and we're passionate about an environment where the players in particular want to come to work and are really energised about the place.
Macca, Darren Buick up here. How are you going?
Good, Darren. Thank you.
Braden Pruce recruited to the club over the summer. You've got one of the two best ruckmen in the league already. What role do you see him playing for the year? I notice he's an emergency today, so you bring him in his emergency first game. What's his role going to be long-term for the club?
Certainly to be able to play really well at AFL level as a ruckman primarily, so that if we do decide to play two, or if Gorney misses some time, that we don't miss a beat, because our stoppages and our ability to win contests are really important in our game. There's no secret. It's the same for every team, by the way. It's no secret across the competition. And at the same time, allow him some time to fashion himself as a tall forward. And a tall forward now has got many faces and many hats. You need to be up the ground, back to the goal square, getting on the contest line, getting on your hands and knees and scrapping, being able to play your role at a stoppage. So it's a lot more extensive. So without putting too much pressure on, giving time to keep developing his ruck work, because most of them need, you know, a good 7 or 8 years in the system.
Sure.
To get there, you're well aware of that, and he's only halfway through that. And add that forward play, and you just don't know. It'll be interesting. You could see some clubs continuing to play two big blokes through the course of the year. So, but he's had a little groin tweak, otherwise he would have been right in the mix today.
Right. And just on your tall forward, Sam Wiedemann, who I had a little bit to do with through the TAC Cup system, really sort of blossomed a little bit towards the end in the finals. He had a really good game, and he's going to be a very good player. Is he, over the summer, have you seen some real development in him that he can really take the game on now? He's had 3 or 4 years in the system. I think he's going to be a fantastic player. He's got all the attributes to be able to do that. Has he developed over the summer a little bit more again?
Yeah, you're dead on. I couldn't agree more. First and foremost, he's just a brilliant kid. Wants to learn and listen and get better. He's done the most training time of anyone on our list this summer. And for the first pre-season, he's been able to train. Every year, he came in and disjointed in his first year because he was a late starter. Then he had the ankle issue, which basically kept him out of a whole... But he's done everything. You'll notice the difference in his body shape today. He's a really big, strong boy now. And I've always believed that when they can physically deal with the game, mentally they're okay.
Yeah.
They're strong enough. They don't get as puffed. Young forwards who get pushed around and monstered, they tend to go down the rabbit hole a little bit and lose their confidence. And he's getting that stage where he can hold his own against big, strong, experienced players. I couldn't agree more. He's a ripping young fella, and he's going to be a very good player. He's different to Tommy. He's got some real mongrel in him too, which I love. He's happy to jump into people if they're in his way and jump into packs and split packs, which is gold.
Macca, Benny's wrapped. There's another Wagner on the list. Yeah. Obviously, Corey played at the Kangaroos 8 games. Last year was in your VFL system down at the KC Demons. You picked up him through the supplemental selection process. What's he done to impress you so far?
Probably work rate, Kingy. His ability to get back up in the middle of the ground and press hard and chase and tackle and then reset as a forward, which is a really important part of the game now. And he's a quiet kid. He just comes through. He hasn't missed anything since he was pouring coffees at Cheeky Monkeys in Swan Street one morning, and the next morning he was getting introduced in a team meeting. And he just adapted. But we've probably got, I think we've got 6 or 7 KC boys on our list now, and that's the beauty of your own organisation underneath. It's a drip feed. You can develop them the way you want. You can actually, and hopefully they're okay, they'll be all right at the next level. And hopefully he follows that line of play.
Mac, have you taken on, I know you like to have a little sort of project play, it might have been James Harms in recent years. Have you sort of pushed Harms away now, given he's got to sort of 70-odd games, and have you found another one that you've just tried to shepherd through?
Yeah, I think there's a young boy, Harry Petty, who played one game last year. I really like the look of him. And I've let Tommy Sparrow go, just let him find his feet, but I can see myself doing a fair bit of work with him. And sometimes I let them go for a bit just to let them play and see where they're at, because they're not going to define your season, young kids. They sort of fill your team up and add to what you've got. So I'm a believer in letting them play a little bit and have a look at them and see where they're at the level, and then get to work on them. And, you know, I'm probably like most of us. I'm drawn to young people that have a bit of bubble and humour and good self-awareness and have a crack, you know, like all of us. And those two boys fit that mould.
Macca, what credit are you taking for the Geelong Falcons girls 2-0 start to the new NAB League season?
Not much, mate. I haven't been there lately, but I've had a ball. It's good fun. Someone asked the question about changing your style of coaching over the journey, and I've found it brilliant. The staff, I love working with the coaches there, and the kids are terrific. They can and they can seriously play some of these young girls. They can play the game. They understand how to get it, where to run, how to set the ground up. They know what they're doing, and it's sort of had me coaching a bit more one-on-one and being a bit more patient, although I got a bit cranky with them one night this week at training and had to walk away and bounce the footy by myself. And but it's fun. It's just really important, I think, people who've been in the game for a long time give back to the game near the end, you know, like, I'm not going to do this forever. And it's just nice to help coaches learn how to coach and get better at their coaching, and young people learn how to play. It's been really rewarding.
How'd the involvement come about, Macca?
Well, I boxed with some people in Bowen Heads, and they got into the program, and they said, well, why don't you give us a hand? And I said, well, I can probably only get there one night a week. And they said, that'll do. And Jason Armistead coaches, and he's a really good young coach.
Mm.
But I just sort of wander around and help their drills and, you know, work on some things with them. But it's been good fun. It's really opened my eyes to the growth in the game and the opportunities now that young girls and young women have it. It's so important for our game and our society.
Yeah, so it's Susie Robinson and Cam Don that you box with?
They're the two. Cam, I haven't done it for a few weeks, so I'm feeling a bit battered and bruised today, thanks to Cam. It's been good fun.
Great stuff. Hey, Macca, we really appreciate your time. Dim Sims, any today? Tomorrow?
No. They've got me in a tight chino, Kingy. So it's going to keep me on a tight rein right through the season, because I reckon if I have a guts full of Dim Sims, I'll split them.
Great stuff. We'd love talking with you. Great to have you back talking to us on K-Rock in 2019, and all the best to the Demons this year.
Thanks, guys. Good on you. Thanks for having me. Terrific.
Brendan McCartney joining us here. Fantastic as part of our build-up to this one this afternoon between the Melbourne Football Club and the Port Adelaide Power.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.